Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's just gone 9 o'clock in the morning.
It's Monday morning.
Happy Monday, Christopher.
Happy Monday. Be happy Monday for someone this morning. £50,000 still hasn't been won this morning. Open the envelope, 8:15, it's now 9:03. Your birthday's got to be July 21st. And among the headlines this hour, we get lots and lots of new lives and lots of new bodies, according to Kirsty Alley. £50,000, July 21st, 484-8958, 9:03, Capital FM.
Never saw it as the start.
Okay, sorting out your calls, 484-8958. Your birth date this morning for the Bonanza has been the July the 21st date. Roger from Welling got two wrong. Maureen Palmer from Hartford got two wrong as well. That ought to help you, really, didn't it? But it doesn't. It doesn't help you at all, actually. It seems to help everybody who hasn't got that birthday and isn't hanging on live on the telephone on the wireless with 50 grand at stake. But I have to say, I couldn't work it out in a million years. Let's go back to the lines. Let's go to line 12. Hello, 12.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Everybody's very laid back this morning. Listen,
not
it doesn't
very.
Matter how I am, does it, frankly? It doesn't matter. You couldn't care less how I am.
Of course
you want to do is
I
get,
do.
You couldn't.
If you're going to give me £50,000,
yeah.
I care.
Yeah, all women are. All women are. What's your full name?
It's Claire Harum.
Harum, where are you from?
Crawley.
What'd you do?
Housewife.
Housewife?
I work part-time for a supermarket.
Are you skint?
Very.
Are you?
Yes, and particularly as our fridge freezer packed up last night.
Well, you could buy quite a good fridge freezer, £50,000.
Oh, we certainly could, yes.
You could buy the whole of B-Jab for 50 grand. Right, listen, Claire, three questions. Maureen got two wrong. She got two different ones from Roger. He got two wrong as well. If you get all three right, I give you £50,000.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, please. Right, question number one. Battersea Bridge was opened on your birthday just over 100 years ago, but I need the name of the MP who officially did the ceremony, who officially opened it. Was it Sir Archibald Philip Primrose? Was it Sir Henry Campbell Bannerman? Or was it Sir Henry John Temple?
Bannerman? Yes.
Could be a guess by any chance, wouldn't it?
It could be, yes.
Could be a good one. Question number two, on your birth date, July 21st, 1960. The world's first woman prime minister took office, but which country did she preside over? Was it India? Was it Sri Lanka? Or was it Pakistan?
Oh, I guess at Pakistan.
Okay, question number three. The Tate Gallery opened in London on your birth date 100 years ago, July 21st. But which building stood on the same site before that? Was it Millbank Brewery? Was it Millbank School or was it Millbank Prison?
Millbank Prison.
Okay, let's have a look at those. So we asked you which MP opened Battersea Bridge on your birth date over 100 years ago, and you went for Sir Henry Campbell Bannerman. Question number two, we asked you in which country the world's first ever woman prime minister took office, and you went for Pakistan. And we asked you what was on the site of the Tate Gallery before it opened down there in Millbank 100 years ago, and you reckoned it was Millbank Prison.
Mm-hmm.
Claire?
Yes?
You've got two wrong as well.
Oh, never mind.
Sorry, darling, you got two wrong?
That's okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Everybody's getting two wrongs, won't they? Bye-bye. Roger got two wrong, Maureen got two wrong, Claire just got two different ones wrong. Try and work that out, 9:10.
Working on my constitution.
Sometimes, brand new heavies, Capital FM, 9:12. 95.8 Capital Breakfast, Monday morning, we're bonging after 10 this morning with Pinky. More chances to win. Holidays in Disneyland, Paris, more money up for grabs. Some of it multiplied by five. But this hour, still £50,000 at stake. Claire from Crawley just got two wrong. Maureen Palmer from Harper got two wrong. Long time ago now, Roger Fowler from Welling just after 8:30, he got two wrong as well. Birthday, open the envelope, 8:15 this morning. Birthday, July 21st. If you got that birthday, you could still win £50,000. Two maids hired by Keanu Reeves' manager to clean up his rented beach house have walked out in disgust because the place was too dirty. The two women complained the floor was littered with empty cans, food wrappers and decaying bits of old fruit. My house. There were pairs of dirty socks and underpants everywhere. It is my house. Even hanging off the lampshades. Oh, I'd hate that. 13 past nine.
The Flying Eye with Cellnet. The big network. No one covers more of the UK population.
I draw the line of that. I draw the line of that hanging off the lampshades. Because then you can't see the read. Then. What's the matter with you?
I just think of what happened last week. That's all. Anyway, you know that TV, you know the TV app?
Are you going to share it with us?
I don't think so. I'm just going to smile to myself, really. You know the TV ad that you do when you go to the 50
You
grand?
Mean Top Man?
And all of that sort of stuff. And you got all the people like sitting in the garage.
Ray, you did.
Yeah, and no, they're banging ahead on the wheel.
Yeah, all that.
Just, my pilot just stared at me when it was clear, wasn't it? Was on. Because I find myself, I do exactly the same. I'm yelling. And of course they can't hear me. And I don't know the answers. I'm yelling at these people.
Ah, yes.
Ridiculous.
But not like much else to them in a crisis.
No, well, I try. No, but I'm there, you know.
Is it all right? There's one a bit bumpy, is it?
Oh, God.
Just remember Jimmy Beck, that's all.
Oh, don't! That's such a...
Just put your ease.
Thank you so much. And there for me when things go wrong. And that's what's so reassuring about you. Alfred's way by the North Circular. One lane is blocked by a broken down van, I'm afraid. The Flying Eye with Cellnet, the big network. It is 9:15.
Poor girl. A girl of the paper this morning, a lady called Jane Moxon. She's 21 stone.
Cool.
She went on a roller coaster yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
At Alton Towers. She went on Nemesis.
Oh, that one. Oh, God.
And having queued for 2 hours to get on... The white knuckle ride.
Eating all the time, I suppose.
Well, she squeezed herself into a seat, and the ride refused to budge.
Kidding!
An awful story.
Not embarrassing in any way, then.
Just a little bit. She says the safety arm wouldn't lock into place because of my enormous stomach.
Shame.
The assistant said, I don't know how to break this to you, but you're just too fat. everybody heard what he said, and she came crawling off really embarrassed.
Oh, after 2 hours. That's a shame. Can they give us some chocolate to cheer up or something?
16 past nine. Listen, Claire got two wrong.
Yep.
Maureen got two wrong.
Uh-huh.
Roger got two wrong.
Uh-huh.
Now, they've all got different ones wrong.
Oh.
So that should mean that you can work out the three right ones.
Yes, so that's what I thought.
There's a tiny little setback here. Your birthday is not July the 21st.
Precisely.
But apart from that...
Yep.
Well, people always ring up and say, oh, you can work it out now. Yeah, I wouldn't have a
neither
clue.
Would I. I sit and I do a little matrix on the back of my notes.
You probably
everything.
Do, don't
I
you?
I do.
You are a martyr to your little matrix.
I know. What can I do?
See you later.
Bye.
Capital Breakfast, 16 past nine. We're going for 1 hour and 1 minute now. Right, let's go back to the Lions. Got £50,000. Somebody will win it this morning. We may have to go right through into Penky, eating up some of his precious airtime, but we'll do it. Somebody this morning with the birthday, July 21st, will win £50,000. Let's go back to the Lions. Let's go to... hello?
Rusty Bridge.
I beg your pardon? There's somebody talking to me. Let's go to line 10. Hello, 10.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Chris Terrence.
Good morning, who are you?
I'm Peter Chase from Isleworth.
Peter Chase from Isleworth. What do you do, Peter Chase?
I'm a company accountant.
You're a what?
A company accountant.
Hey, listen, I cannot give an account of £50,000.
Oh, yes,
you
can. Speak to my wife.
No, I don't want to speak to your wife. I never talk to accountants' wives. Oh, no. Oh, we can't.
We'll
have to go to somebody else. We can't, no, Pete, we can't possibly. It'd be like giving an estate agent 50 grand. Oh, no, I'd be lynched.
Yes, but I don't have the reputation as an estate agent.
That's true. That's true. Okay. Oh, solicitor. Can you imagine giving a solicitor 50 grand? That'd be a popular decision. Or a member of parliament. Oh, sorry. Or a disc jockey. God.
But not an accountant.
Okay, then, Peter Chase. Accountant from Isleworth, of course. You talked about the good Mrs. Chase, but you know you are in the wife-swapping centre of Europe. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
No, I worked for about a year in Isleworth, and I kept sort of wandering up and down, mincing up and down the road. I have to say, nobody offered me anything. It was very disappointing.
No one offers us me anything.
Well, it is statistically.
Yeah.
You just check with the good Mrs. Chase when you get home tonight, where she's been today, because it is statistically.
No, she's with me at the moment.
Is she?
Yes.
See if you can swap her. See if you can get a socket set or something.
£50,000.
£50,000. Now, three serious business then, Pete. Listen, I must take your answer, and I can't have... I really cannot allow Mrs. Chase to help in the background.
No, I've been told.
Okay. So, take your time, but I must take your first answer on all three. If you get all three right, you must be getting close now, because everybody's getting different ones wrong. Roger got two wrong, Maureen got two wrong, Claire got two wrong.
Right.
So, if you get all three right, I give you £50,000, and you can invest it as your accountant advises. It's probably you. Question number one. Battersea Bridge was opened on your birthday just over 100 years ago, but which MP officially opened it? Was it Sir Archibald Philip Primrose? Was it Sir Henry Campbell Bannerman? Or was it Sir Henry John Temple?
Sir Henry John Temple.
Okay, question number two. On your birthday in 1960, the world's first woman prime minister took office, but which country did she preside over? Was it India? Was it Sri Lanka? Or was it Pakistan?
I'll go for India.
Okay, question number three. The Tate Gallery opened in London on your birthday 100 years ago. But which building stood on the same site before that? Was it Millbank Brewery? Was it Millbank School? Or was it Millbank Prison?
I'll go for the brewery. Millbank Brewery.
You just like saying it, don't you?
I do.
Millbank Brewery.
Brewery.
Okay, I think either way you deserve a large drink after going through this morning. Question number one, we asked you which MP opened Battersea Bridge on your birthday over 100 years ago.
Why don't you tell me the answers?
Because we have to sort of go through all this.
Do you? Yeah.
Also, I can't tell you the answers because, I could if you got all three right, but if you got any wrong and everybody else waiting on the line would automatically know the right answers, wouldn't it? Make it too straightforward. It would be unfair. Question number one, you answered Sir Henry John Temple.
Yep.
Question number two, we asked you in which country the world's first ever woman prime minister took office, and you said India. The first person who said that, I think. Question number three, we asked you which building stood on the side of the Tate Gallery which opened on your birth date, July 21st, 100 years ago, and you said Millbank Brewery, because you like saying that.
That's right.
Peter.
Yes.
You've got three wrong. Oh, Peter.
Thank you, Chris.
Bother.
And I love you too.
Darling. Sorry. Like it's yesterday. Bit of chase from Isleworth, just got three wrong, 20 past nine. New single from Paul Young, 24 minutes past 9 o'clock. Roger from Welling got two wrong this morning, but he's sick of me saying that. Sorry, Roger. Maureen Palmer from Hartford, two wrong. Oh, well, back to body wiping, she said. The little boy sitting there desperately waiting for mummy to come off the telephone. Didn't know how serious it was. Claire Aaron from Crawley got two wrong as well this morning on the Bonanza. So you think by then we're sort of getting things closer and closer, and then Peter Chose from Isleworth just got three wrong. That should help, but I don't know. I tell you what, we've just heard from the Tate Gallery. They're getting so many calls, people ringing up. You naughty people. So many people ringing up saying, what were you before you were the Tate Gallery? Is anything four blokes on sort of security and on the switchboard of Tate Gallery would have a clue. Please don't ring them. They really won't know. They don't know. 24 past nine, 95.8 FM. Back to the lines. Let's go to line six. Hello, six.
Hello.
Morning.
I'm all right.
No, it doesn't matter about me. It really doesn't matter about me at all today. Are you all right?
Oh, I don't know.
You sound ever so slightly...
I'm all hyped up here, you know.
Sandwiches short of a picnic, I think. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maidenhead.
From Maidenhead. You're not a northern person, are you?
I'm from down the north, yeah. From a little place called Morecambe.
You can't be from down the north. You have to be from up the north.
Well, you know Morecambe Bay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's up the north, that's not down the north. You can't be down the north. When you're up there, you come down here.
Oh, is that right?
That's Steve Pegg did. In fact, millions of people have gone up there because he's come down here. They've all gone back up there. It's very complicated.
Because I've come down.
Right. What do you do then, Susanna?
I'm a part-time care assistant and a mum as well, so...
How many kids you got?
Quite busy. Just the one at the moment.
Oh, at the moment? Oh.
Yeah, I'm staying with the one.
All right. Okay. £50,000, be all right, be handy.
Oh, it would come in great. Splash out, treat all the family.
I tell you what, £50,000, you'd give the family a fairly serious old treat, actually.
Oh, my God.
Right, now listen, come on, because all these people have been getting two wrong, and then Peter got three wrong, so you must have worked it out by now.
I haven't really, no.
You haven't a clue, have you?
No.
Not a clue. That's what Russ was saying up in the plane, he was trying to work it out, these little matrix. Not a clue how it all works.
It gets very complicated, doesn't it, when you know?
it's all sort of guesswork anyway, I think, because I'm sure nobody actually knows it. I think I'm truthful, I think I knew one of these. The other two you could bluff and get whatever. Listen, three questions. If you get three right, you get £50,000. If you don't get them right, then I have to go to another line, and I can't tell you which ones you got wrong, because it makes it too easy for other people.
Right.
All right, Susanna, best of luck. Fingers crossed. Here we go, question number one. Battersea Bridge was open on your birthday just over 100 years ago, but which MP opened it? Was it Sir Archibald Philip Primrose? Was it Sir Henry Campbell Bannerman? Or was it Sir Henry John Temple?
I think I'll go for the first one. I'll go for A.
Sir Archibald Philip Primrose.
Right.
You like him, yeah.
Sounds about right.
Not a clue. Okay, question number two. On your birthday in 1960, July 21st, the world's first woman prime minister took office. But which country did she preside over? Was it India? Was it Sri Lanka? Or was it Pakistan?
I'm going to go for Sri Lanka.
Okay, question number three. The Tate Gallery opened in London on your birthday 100 years ago, July 21st. That's the one that everybody's been ringing them up. Which building stood on the same site before that? Was it Millbank Brewery? Was it Millbank School? Or was it Millbank Prison?
I'll
I'm going to go for the prison, the last one.
You sound very confident, Susanna. You're not, are you?
I'm not. Not a bit.
Not a clue. We asked you which MP opened Battersea Bridge on your birthday over 100 years ago, and you went for Sir Archibald Philip Primrose.
Yep.
Question number two. We asked you in which country the world's first ever woman prime minister took office, and you said Sri Lanka.
Yep.
And question number three, we asked you which building stood on the side of the Tate Gallery, which opened on your birthday 100 years ago, and you went for Millbank Prison.
All right.
Susanna.
Yeah. I've got them wrong, didn't I?
You did okay.
Did I?
Hmm. You just won £50,000. At 28 minutes past 9 o'clock, Susanna, you have just won the biggest prize ever given away on radio, again on Capital, £50,000.
Beam me up, Scotty!
£50,000, Susanna, and Maidenhead, £50,000. You're on our birthday bonanza winner for this spring. What on, darling?
Thanks a lot, Chris.
It'll take a while to sink in, won't it? Shall I send you again? £50,000. You just won it, Susanna.
Oh,
bless you, darling. Stay on the line. We'll sort out all the details. You just won £50,000. That record's been sitting there since 8:15, waiting for me to play that. So it sounds like we knew what we were doing. Lightning Seas, Lucky You. Lucky Susanna Braithwaite from Maidenhead. She has just, can you imagine this? She has just won £50,000 this morning on Breakfast. It's gonna fall on every roof I've got. She's in, we'll talk to her in a minute. She's in a little bit of a lather. As you would be, frankly. And we're bonging all day today. We're painting a coast straight up to 10 o'clock, right through Martin Collins and Jensen. Disneyland Paris holidays up for grabs again this morning with the bong. More money and some of it multiplied by five to coincide with Disneyland Paris's fifth birthday. A couple of weeks ago now, 9:31, 95.8. Monday morning is the 28th of April. News time, Capital Breakfast.
I'm Howard Hughes, reports the privatised water companies. London's weather is like this, damp now, brighter later. Highs of 17 or 63 degrees.
Hello, Susanna.
Hello, don't believe me.
It is brilliant, isn't it? 50, it's a serious old wage. I think people get sort of confused these days with some of the sort of, you know, the large amounts on the lottery and things. So £50,000 is a fortune. Did you have any idea when you woke up this morning? Oh, well, I'll give it a try. I'll have a listen.
I didn't know. It was all just, and I was shaking like a leaf. I was hung on the line and I was shaking and I thought, oh, well. Go for it. And yeah. Each one come on, I've got a better idea, but I still wasn't sure.
Well, you were right. You got. What was that? Where were you at the moment when you heard the birthday? Where were you sitting?
I was at home. I was just getting ready to go to work. I'm late now.
Who cares? I think you're fine, Susanna. When you get there, I think you're fine. If you get there, frankly, I wouldn't go in if I was you. I think you're fine when you get there.
I'm going to say, who cares now?
Exactly. when you do get there, I should. I think you'll find that they probably want a quite reasonable drink out of you this lunchtime.
I think so?
I think there'll be a bit of change. £50,000.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, you've been a great winner, darling. Listen, sort out your birth certificate, sort out a passport, whatever you've got to prove that your birthday is July 21st.
God.
We promise not to check which year. We promise that. And you come
that's
in, and
all right.
You come in and we will give you £50,000. You're brilliant.
Oh,
cheers,
God. Thanks so much for
it. Sounds good when you say it again, doesn't it? £50,000.
Keep saying it.
£50,000. And I think you'll find you'll be hearing your voice squealing. You don't know how much noise you make, but you'll be hearing. Yeah, just a bit.
Really?
Just a little bit. You know when people always say, oh, I'm not going to be like one of those women, always good. I tell you what, when you get 50
you just can't
grand,
help it.
You can scream as loud as you like, and who can blame you? Well done, darling. We'll see you later on. Cheers.
Thanks
congratulations.
A lot, Chris. Bye.
Susanna Braithwaite from Maidenhead has just won 50. Shall I tell you one more time?
Yes.
It's just won £50,000. Well done. 26 to 10, 95.8, your birthday bonanza station. You too, Monday morning. Earcheckdownloads.com.